brother.
Oh,
what's up?
This is a good party, man. Yeah, brother, like, dig it.
Stop right on.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Or you can text us at that same number. Good morning to everybody. And I'm really excited about another great show we've got lined up for you this morning. I don't know, Sam, do I have a guest on the line? Do I have a guest on the line? All right. Okay, I want to welcome to all a good friend, a man that I respect tremendously, and he's one of my favorite politicians. You know, I won't refer to him as a politrickster. He is a politician, and he has earned my admiration and respect. None other than State Senator Chris Larson. How you doing, Senator Larson?
I am doing better now that I'm on your show and be able to catch up with you.
You know, man, it's always good to talk to you. It's always good to hear your voice. And, you know, as I've been watching what's been happening politically at the state level for, wow, long, long time, there was only one person that I could think of that I thought could explain this to our listening audience. And that was you. I mean, you've been around the state now how long?
11 years I've been in state office.
11 years, man. Time really flies. You know, the reason that I really wanted to have a dialogue and a conversation with you this morning is that all across the nation, there's something that's happened to Republicans that is organized to deal with the issues that are happening in our community across this nation today. And whatever it is, it's not good. And so what you are faced with on the state level in Madison is replicated all across this nation. Have you noticed that change in your 11 years in office?
Yeah. It was, it's pretty significant. I mean, when I first came in, there was the start of a change where previously Democrats and Republicans would get together for things like, you know, even having an annual softball game, you know, or go bowling or go watch the Packer game if they were in town. And that was blocked. There was an effort by the leadership in the Republican Party to say, we don't want you, you know, cavorting with any Democrats at all. And that was the dividing line. And now, you know, here we are 11 years later, and that has continued to the point where it's almost nearly impossible to try and form a friendship across the party lines, because it's all about partisanship. It's all about, you know, serving to the leaders of the Republican Party. And you're seeing that where they ended up demanding that type of loyalty to the head of the chamber, right? So the head of the Assembly, the head of the Senate, and now that's unfortunately shifted up, right? Where they've been telling them for years to just, you know, don't question and just do what you're told. And now, unfortunately, they've ceded all of that authority to Donald Trump, right? Where you see even Robin Voss can't keep control of his own caucus. And this last week, he had to, even though, you know, he's coming out, he knows Joe Biden won the last election, right? We all know it. He knows it. He's come out and said as much. He ended up throwing another bag of taxpayer cash at Michael Gableman, to keep this fake investigation going to try and appease Donald Trump. Because if he didn't, Donald Trump would have Robin Voss thrown out. He would be pushed out. Anybody else who doesn't want to agree with this hair-brained idea that somehow the election was stolen, well, that's it. That's the only thing that Donald Trump cares about. And so now that has become the only thing that matters in the Republican Party.
You know, Senator Larson, This was happening, I think, even before Donald Trump. You know, when Scott Walker was governor, you kind of saw, I know I did, I saw the changes starting to take place where there was just no, it was, we're in charge, you know.
Yep.
The rest of you sit down and shut up. You'll do what we tell you. And that has just gotten worse at a time when our nation needs to be brought together. The future of our country is at stake.
Right, right. No, I think it is. It's a good thing in a democracy to question your leaders. You know, it's a tried and true tradition to bash your local politicians, say, oh, they're doing this and this wrong, and, you know, to give them hell when they deserve it. And unfortunately, in this case, that has become less and less, and it has become, it's not a difference on policies to say, you're funding this program over that program. It has become the existence of democracy. It's been the question of whether America should continue on where whoever gets the most votes wins, and then whoever has the most votes for a community, for a state, for, you know, that they actually are able to get into power and then be able to implement something for the people who elected them. That basic notion of American democracy, unfortunately, has been eroded by the Republican Party, right? Where it started with gerrymandering, where they said, you know, wildly unpopular stuff they did. It was exactly 11 years ago that I and the other 13 Senate Democrats got back from Illinois when we were doing our best to slow down the effort to destroy collective bargaining for public employees, right, to hurt teachers, a profession that's 75% women. And somehow they were saying, yep, these are the folks that are ruining the state, ruining our lives. And then people showed up at the Capitol and said, that doesn't make sense. Teachers aren't our enemy. These are people teaching our kids. People who are picking up our trash, people who are, you know, taking care of our community, these civil servants. And they showed up. And what happened was in 2012, it was a big, big backlash. It was one of the best elections for Democrats in a long time, right? Barack Obama had all these close elections in the state, and Barack Obama won the state in a big way. I think it was the biggest in 30 years, right? But what did that mean? That should have meant that the Republicans were thrown out on their ear. But what it did, because they gerrymandered it so that they could not be held accountable, it meant that they stayed in at the exact same numbers that they had started with, because they broke it so that they could not be held accountable. Since then, they just ignored the will of the people on issues big and small, right, of raising the minimum wage, to legalizing marijuana and decriminalizing it, to raising funds for a public school so every child has access to a quality education, to tackling climate change, you name it. Right? The issues people are demanding in huge numbers, these Republicans through gerrymandering decided, well, this isn't a democracy anymore. It's just the people who are in charge. You can't hold us accountable. And it's only gotten worse.
You know, Senator Larson, the hypocrisy, you might be able to maybe listen to them a little bit more if you couldn't just see the outward hypocrisy in what they're doing. At the same time, they were came in with Act 10 and to take away union bargaining rights. They left that for police and fire and could never. And so there was no way to justify taking the power away from the majority of the other public unions, but yet leaving that opportunity for police and fire. It just continues to show. And from that point, I've looked at, you know, the Republican Party and the conservative movement, especially here in the state, and realize just what we are up against. So, listen, can you hang on? We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. On the line, State Senator Chris Larson. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.